RadioSt.Pete.com is proud to present, well, Sage's Theater. Sage's Theater is just an amazing resource. I had an aging mother, and she just got a little goofy, and I wish that phony baloney was something she had seen. Ladies, welcome. Christine.
Thank you.
And Linda.
And tell us a little bit first about this upcoming performance, which is almost sold out, and then let's talk about Sage's. Linda.
Yes,
Christine,
yes.
Welcome.
So Sage's stands for Senior Actors Guild and Education Services, and we are a 501c3 nonprofit group of volunteer actors, age 50 and up for the most part, although we do accept all ages when we need them in our scripts. And we do plays with purpose all around town, all around Tampa Bay, and these are plays that are one-act comedies with definite elements of drama. And the one that you're speaking of, Phony Baloney, is starting this Sunday in Tampa at the new Tampa Performing Arts Center. And Phony Baloney is all about how to stop scams. So the topics that we cover are topics that are generally difficult to talk about. They are important to older adults. They're very significant to entire families. And so Phony Baloney is a family-friendly show. And it's a lot of fun, and we're going to expose those scammers' tricks, those dirty, rotten tricks, and we're going to make sure that we have the power. That's right.
Dirty, rotten scoundrels. I understand that you have four performances, and can you tell us where those are?
Yes. So the first one's at New Tampa Performing Arts Center on Sunday, March 10th at 2 p.m. These are all matinees at 2 p.m. The next one is going to be in Largo at St. Patrick McCall Hall, and that is on the
16th. March 16th.
Yes, 16th at 2 p.m. And then the next one after that is at the Murray Theater at Ruth Eckerd Hall on the 23rd at 2 p.m. And that one is sold out at the moment, but keep checking, because if people release tickets, we make sure that they're back up there for people to get seats. And then our final one actually has plenty of seating, although it's really getting close to being full, too. It has, like, over 450 seats at Pinellas Park Performing Arts Center on March 30th at 2 p.m. But there are still seats available. You make your reservations online on our website. You just click the red banner. It'll take you to My TB Tickets, where you can select your performance. The tickets are free, and we exist on donations, so if you're so inclined, you can do that before the show or after. Thank you.
Sage's Theater is a 501c nonprofit supporting the community. Tell us a little bit about how it developed and some of the things that you've done in the past.
Okay, so this all came out of the mind of a different Linda, not the Linda that's sitting next to me, but Linda Goldman became a playwright after retiring from the post office and doing some volunteering at her temple, where she took Adults at Leisure out to community theater shows. And what she saw on stage of her peer group was not that much fun. She said it was very stereotypical, very negative about aging, and those who had talent, the older adults, were not getting the lead roles. And so she finally saw a show that really got her upset. There was a woman running around on stage with her hair a mess and torn stockings and batting her cane at people, and she's like, this is just degrading. And so she decided to teach herself how to write a play. And she took a class in how to do that, and then followed Shakespeare's lead. And she wrote her first play and was very well received by her peers. And so when I met her in 2017, I was a fall prevention advocate. So I wanted to teach people how to prevent falls. I'd gone through it with my mom. And everything that I try to do in outreach in all of my jobs has been about education and safety. And so I asked her to write a play with me about fall prevention, and it was called Denying Gravity. So that debuted in 2018, and we partnered with our first responders at Pinellas Park Fire Department and 911, Pinellas Regional 911, and we had nearly 500 people at that performance. So that started our model for how we wanted to reach the community and really ignite a movement on positive aging by bringing a lot of people in the community together in one place to get the information about a specific topic that they could improve, that they could learn from, but also to have a good time and realize aging is for all of us. If we're aging, we're winning. We're doing okay. We're doing it right. So we want to make sure that we have all the right information and can protect ourselves. So we went from there and became a 501c3 in 2019. And then our performances were bringing in 100, 300, 500 people, and COVID hit. So we pivoted and we got some grants and we decided to record our shows and get them out in kits to different 55-plus communities and neighborhoods and senior centers, and just to keep getting the message out about fall prevention safety. And then we wrote our play about scams, Phony Baloney. And from there, we've developed new plays, and now we're 5 years old. We're celebrating that this month, and we're super excited. Thank you. And, and there's a lot of topics to still be covered, and we're really proud to work with our first responders who have to see the crisis end of things. And they love being able to come to the show. They usually get a cameo in the performance.
And the people love it when the first responders show up. It's so great.
Yes. And Linda knows, because Linda was in Denying Gravity. Yes. That's how Linda, she got involved with us.
Tell us a little bit. I see that you're an ambassador, but I know you're so much more than that.
Well, I'm a relatively new ambassador and a really relatively new member of SAGES. I was in my first play last year, Denying Gravity. And it's great because people have a great time when they attend it. We have various vendors around. We have little goodie packets that people can receive. And a contest to see, they pull names out of a bowl and see who wins certain gifts.
Yes, so yeah. One of the big important factors of what we do is the collaboration with the community, and that includes our audience members. So we have feedback forms that go to every audience member, and we want to hear your stories. We want to hear what resonates and what doesn't. And in that first year of putting out the production, we might make edits and changes to make our script even stronger. And so at the end of every show, we do a drawing from those feedback forms so that we can thank an audience member with a prize.
And I think what's great, too, is that these are all real stories. You know,
I didn't know that.
Yes, they're all real stories, so people can really relate because it can have happened to you or you know someone that it happened to. And no matter your age, you can actually learn something from these plays, like having a safe word. And
yes.
Meaning if you get a call from someone and it sounds like your husband or it sounds like your granddaughter, it may not be. And you need to have a word that you can ask, what is our word? And if they don't know it, it's a scam. And
Especially with AI.
AI, exactly.
Exactly.
And don't say yes or no to mm-hmm. any questions, because
yes.
then those can be used once they steal your identity. So,
yes.
You know, it seems to me that it is a new, nobody's doing this anywhere in the country. I think you and I talked about that. Christine, can
yes.
you address that, please, for me?
Yes. I mean, when we decided to do this, so Linda set up SAGES and Education Services. She wanted it to be something that taught people about aging, about positive aging. And then when we got together and addressed the topic of fall prevention, we incorporated safety and working with our first responders like law enforcement and consumer protection on Phony Baloney, our fire rescue and 911 on Denying Gravity, and so on. And so the idea is to give people information that they're going to see on stage, people like them, real stories that have either come out of the news or from our actors or from our local community partners, but things that actually happen. We're not making this up. Things that actually happen, and then show how it comes about, because everybody thinks that they're too smart for a scam. Mm-hmm. And we all think that, but there are plenty of very smart people who get victimized and lose all their life savings. And I'm telling you, it's very important to know how the scammers use emotion, fear, number one, and urgency, keeping you on the phone to get you through the story to the point where they get what they want from you. And yes, the safe word is great, because if you have something like that and it can be as ridiculous as you want it to be, but don't tell anyone, then you'll know. But even more so than that, we have several tips that we put in the play, and then we get our audience to shout them out with us. And these are basically tips that are going to keep you from even picking up the phone. Keep control of your phone. We're too accessible with it. So if you know what to look for, or if you did pick it up by mistake, you know what to listen for, you're going to know what to do because you saw it already happen on stage.
So SAGES Theater is more than a theater. You also have an educational website. The website is?
Yes, our website is SAGES Theater, S-A-G-E-S, theater spelled with the E-R, T-H-E-A-T-E-R, sagesthatre.org. And we put resources on there about the different topics that we cover. And we also just want people to be inspired to maybe do this in their own community, whether it's locally or across the state. We have some of our play kits in other states. The idea is, like I said, it's a movement of positive aging and getting different generations to talk about these issues and put the power in the hands of the older adult to make the choice that they need to and have a voice.
So sages play with...
Plays, plural.
Plays with a purpose. Ladies, we thank you so much for what you're doing for the community. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Christine. Remember, March, go to the website. Please bring your parents, bring your grandma, bring your grandpa. But you know what? Regardless of whether you come or not, go to the website and take advantage of the great resources. Thank you so much, Sages Plays with a Purpose.
Thank you, Nanette.
Thank you.